Secure. You know what that sound means. It's time for The Bright Side. Welcome. Santa Cruz and beyond on the internet, on KSAV and the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and you're listening to The Bright Side, the good news about the human body and the good news about health. We're here every Sunday talking about health, nutrition, wellness. I'm a wellness philosopher, nutritional pharmacist, as well as a skincare chemist. I've been formulating skincare products and nutritional products for almost 30 years, and I've learned a lot of stuff about what works and what doesn't work in the human body. And my mission in life is to help share that. I've learned these ideas about how the body works and how chemistry works and how biology works, not only from an educational perspective in pharmacy school, but also from a clinical perspective and a therapeutic perspective working hands-on. I learned what worked and what didn't work by observing it. And that gives me a unique take on healthcare. And not only does that give me a unique take on healthcare, that gives me a in-your-face take on healthcare. Because so much of what we consider to be conventional wisdom when it comes to taking care of the body, my friends, is flat-out wrong. Flat-out bad science, bad chemistry, bad medicine. Thomas Kuhn, in his book, The Structure of Scientific Revolution, said science progresses funeral by funeral. And what he meant is that the old way has to die off before the new way can take root. And our understandings of the human body have progressed so dramatically in the last decade or so, certainly in the last 20 or 30 years, that if you are still operating on conventional wisdom, which is in some cases generations old, you can't help but ultimately have it ultimately show up as bad medicine, bad science. And I'm here to clear up a lot of that baloney, not only on this radio program every Sunday, but I do it in my professional life, doing lectures and seminars. And I basically have dedicated myself to helping explode healthcare myths. Today I want to talk about one of the most negative places, one of the most harmful places where we take care of our body, and that is in how we eat, specifically in sweets and sugars. Now, you know, if you've listened to me before, that I said controlling our sweet tooth and stabilizing our blood sugar is probably, if not the most important thing you can do to maintain good health, it's one of the most important things you could do to maintain good health. Elevations in blood sugar and associated elevations in insulin. And it's important to make distinctions between blood sugar and insulin. Just because your blood sugar is normal doesn't mean your insulin is normal, and both insulin and blood sugar have an impact on your health. Elevations in blood sugar, elevations in insulin, are behind many, if not most, of our healthcare problems. High blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, obesity, of course diabetes, which is now the third or fourth leading cause of death in this country, have clear associations. Obvious associations to unstable blood sugar and blood insulin. And cancer, accelerated aging, osteoporosis, arthritis, autoimmune issues are maybe less definitively associated. A case could certainly be made that the likelihood of confronting these health challenges as well and others would almost certainly be reduced by reducing sugar intake. Now, while it is definitely important to recognize that fighting cravings, but using willpower to fight cravings is futile, there are other ways to do it. Willpower is not a great weapon in the battle against sugar because the drive for sugar is built into our brains. It's hardwired into our brains, into our neurology from millions of years of evolution. And if there's going to be a battle between hardwiring and willpower, hardwiring is usually going to win. What we want to be able to do is understand something called habituation. Habituation is when our taste buds become anesthetized. Taste anesthesia. Our sweet tastes become anesthetized. So our taste buds become sweetness, and it gradually becomes numb to sweetness, and gradually it takes more and more sweet for us to be satisfied. And there's some literature that shows that even the sweet taste without the sugar, just the sweet taste alone can raise blood sugar and insulin. That's why artificial sweeteners can be a problem as well. Ideally, we want to take a sweet holiday. Just take a couple of days off from sweetness, from the sweet flavor, so that the sweet receptors can become resensitized. Give yourself a sweet reset. That's under ideal circumstances. But if you're addicted to sugar, that may be easier said than done. And after you have your sweet holiday, you're going to want to reintroduce that sweet flavor back into your lives. And that's where alternative sweeteners come in. Now, mainstream alternative sweeteners have been out for a long time. When I was a little kid, the big one was called cyclamate. Then some studies came out in the late 60s that said cyclamate is associated with cancer, bladder cancer, and it was banned, even though it's still banned in this country, but you can get it in other countries. Then the next one, actually, this is the first alternative sweetener. Cyclamate was the second alternative sweetener. The first alternative sweetener is still out on the marketplace, and that's saccharin. Saccharin is a lot sweeter than sugar, but it doesn't have any calories. That's because it's a chemical. We figured out how to activate the sweet receptor without having sugar. We just basically drugged the sweet receptor, and that's what saccharin is. It's a drug that poisons the sweet receptor. And that's one of the reasons why it has that bitter aftertaste, because it's kind of like a drug. It's not a sweetener. It's a chemical, and by the way, it's processed in the body like a drug. It was the first really big artificial sweetener, Sweet and Low. It's still there. Sweet and Low accounts for $100 million a year in sales. 30 million people use Sweet and Low every day. That's a big one. It's not, you can't cook with it, so you don't see it in cooked foods. And it has had its own problems with bladder cancer. In the 1970s, some studies linked it to bladder cancer, and it's been, since then, it's back on the marketplace, and that's not really a problem. It's 200 times sweeter than sugar, 200 or 300 times sweeter than sugar, but it's nothing like, in terms of its toxicity and its chemical nature, it's nothing like the real bad guy, which is aspartame. Aspartame is the famous NutraSweet, and there's a lot of literature associating NutraSweet with over 90 different health ailments. There's actually a NutraSweet toxicity center that studies these things. You know, a large proportion of the FDA's adverse claims or complaints that come in from the public, a large percentage of them are about problems with NutraSweet. Now, NutraSweet doesn't taste exactly like sugar, so sometimes it's blended with other things. One of the things it's blended with is acesulfame. The big problem with the NutraSweet, whether it's blended or not, the big problem is brain toxicity. It's actually classified as an excitotoxin. Excitotoxins, according to a guy named Russell Blaylock, who's written a lot about this, Dr. Blaylock, I'm sure some of you have heard of Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's written a lot about fluoride. He's written a lot about NutraSweet. He says that the original studies that were done by the Searle Company found lymphomas as well as primary brain tumors and tumors to other organs in response or in combination with the use of NutraSweet. He says Searle knew about this. Donald Rumsfeld at the time, Secretary of Defense, twice Secretary of Defense, was the chairman of the Searle Corporation at the time. That may or may not have had anything to do with the fact that NutraSweet got regulatory approval, despite the fact that there were studies at the time that associated it with neural problems, with brain cancers even. NutraSweet seems to be concentrated, it seems to have its negative effects concentrated on the brain. That's why it's classified as an excitotoxin. But that's not all. It's also a formaldehyde former. Aspartame consumption is associated with the production of high levels of formaldehyde. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, formaldehyde causes cancer in animals. It's very possibly associated with cancer in humans as well. Aspartame can also convert into methanol under certain conditions, and this can create a biochemical toxicity. According to the NutraSweet or the Aspartame Toxicity Center, long and short-term use can cause over 40 or close to 40 different toxic reactions, including tremors, convulsions, chronic fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and even death. That's all from just from an artificial sweetener. We'll talk more about NutraSweet and a couple other artificial sweeteners. Then I'm going to tell you about the good sweeteners. In fact, there's one that's really important to know. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll be back after this.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, as we are every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific and 4 to 6 Central Time. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or if you're interested in learning more about the Youngevity line of products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, go to vitaminben.com, vitaminben.com. And if you want to contribute to the conversation today, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're talking about sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, and I find it kind of interesting, maybe you do too, that there are actually artificial sweeteners that are classified as drugs. We're actually drugging, poisoning our sweet taste buds, our sweet taste receptors. We're fooling our sweet taste receptors into triggering or firing sweet sensations to our brain, or sensations that are interpreted as sweet to our brain, by poisoning them, by drugging them. And also, this means that our body has to detoxify the substances as if they were drugs. Oftentimes people say, well, gosh, what's worse, sugar or NutraSweet or artificial sweeteners? Well, first of all, we're going to come to some really good sweeteners that you don't have to make that choice with in a little bit. But if you have to pick between NutraSweet or cyclamate saccharin or Splenda, which we'll talk about here in a second, and sugar, you're probably better off going with the sugar. Because as far as the sweet flavor goes, you get plenty of sweet flavor from not a lot of sugar. I mean, it doesn't take more than a teaspoon of sugar to give you some pretty good sweetness if you just did the teaspoon and didn't dilute it. With NutraSweet and with aspartame, your body has to process it as if it was a drug no matter what the quantity is. So you're putting a load on the body's detoxification system, a load on the body's liver, just extra load on the body that it doesn't need. So I would always tell you, go with the sugar if you had to pick one or the other. Of course, giving yourself a sweet holiday so you don't need as much sugar is always a good idea. But if you had to pick one or the other, I would go with the sugar. As far as NutraSweet goes, we talked about NutraSweet being a problem in terms of adverse reactions to the FDA. It's also a formaldehyde former. It's associated with, according to the NutraSweet Toxicity Center, over 39 different toxic reactions. We talked about that. Now, in fairness, it does lower calories. And if you're on a calorie-restricted diet, or if you're trying to lower calories to lose weight, you know, it's a choice you may want to think about making. But just please really be careful with it. And there are also supplements that you can take to detoxify NutraSweet. There's something called indole-3-carbinol, or I3C. You can get I3C at a health food store, and I3C is a great liver detoxifier for everything. It's actually an extract. It's actually something that's extracted out of broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, indole-3-carbinol, I3C. There's another substance that's extracted from cruciferous vegetables called DIM. Now, you may have heard of I3C and DIM as it regards protection from breast cancer, and indeed, it has been shown to impart protection from breast cancer, but it's also just a great liver supplement, I3C and DIM. And remember, your artificial sweeteners are being processed by the liver. Turmeric is a wonderful herb for supporting a liver detoxification. In fact, turmeric is probably the most potent of all the herbs. It's the orange herb or orange spice that you know as curry. The active ingredient is curcumin. And the literature on curcumin and turmeric is just amazing. In fact, it's more akin to a nutritional supplement than just a plain old herb. And you could take 500 milligrams three times a day just as a great liver supplement for detoxifying the liver. Of course, selenium, magnesium, glutamine, things that help you make glutathione. These are all ways that you can protect your liver from NutraSweet poisoning. If you're one of those folks that's drinking a lot of NutraSweet, if you're drinking a lot of Diet Coke with NutraSweet in it, it may be something that you want to consider. Now, the newcomer on the block when it comes to artificial sweeteners is Splenda, sucralose. It's actually the best-selling artificial sweetener. Sucralose is simply table sugar with chlorine. That's right. It's trichlorinated sucrose. It's called Splenda. It's 500 to 700 times sweeter than sugar, sucralose is. 500 to 700 times sweeter than sugar. Sucralose is used in foods in tiny, 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 tiny quantities. And it's not going to affect your sugar. It's not going to affect your insulin. But it is chlorine. It's three chlorine molecules for every molecule of sucralose. And we all know about chlorine. It's bleach. And it's very toxic stuff. In fact, the chlorine, according to the company that makes it, the chlorine is why Splenda works, because your body doesn't take in the chlorine. Your body doesn't want to absorb that stuff, so it lets it pass through. And that's why the company that makes Splenda says that it's a safe sweetener. But a lot of chemists aren't so sure. In fact, the chlorines in sucralose put it into a classification of chemicals that are called organochlorines. And organochlorines are clearly associated with cancer. Now, it's never been shown that Splenda has been associated with cancer, but that is possibly because it hasn't been out that long. And that's really a very important point that you want to think about when it comes to choosing an artificial sweetener. And also, it's a good thing to think about when it comes to choosing or being on a prescription drug. You don't want to be on a drug, or you don't want to choose a sweetener that hasn't been out on the marketplace for a long period of time. You don't want to interface with a chemical that hasn't been out on the marketplace for a long period of time, because that, in essence, makes you a guinea pig. See, chemicals get tested, but they don't get tested infinitely. They get tested for a certain amount of time, and then they get released for the real testing, which is on us. So when it comes to choosing a drug, or when it comes to choosing an artificial sweetener, you probably want to be on one, or you want to choose one that has a history of safety. Sucralose just came out. It does not have a history of safety. So while the company that makes sucralose says no problem, you know, you just never know. More recently, we actually have literature that shows that that sucralose can actually affect the thymus gland. The thymus gland is an endocrine gland, a hormone gland that is right in the middle of your chest, and it's associated with the immune system. According to the Sucralose Toxicity Information Center, and yes, just like with NutraSweet, there's a Sucralose Toxicity Information Center, and they say that ingestion of sucralose was related to thymus shrinkage in laboratory animals. The company that makes sucralose denies that, but that's just what the literature says. The biggest problem is the fact that it's so new. That's the way I see it. The big problem is that no matter how many tests you do, you can't do enough tests, really, on a chemical that's that far into the body. Eventually, something's going to show up. Eventually, something's going to show up. Do you really want to put more toxicity into your body in the name of sweetener? Especially when there are kinder alternative choices. But you'll notice that the kinder alternative choices are never in the foods that we're eating and ingesting a lot of. They're never in the foods that are heavily marketed. Your Cokes, your Pepsis, your cereals, the foods that are heavily marketed, those always have the chemical sweeteners. The good sweeteners, and there are some good sweeteners, believe it or not. In fact, there's one sweetener that's actually good for your bones and good for your teeth. I'm going to talk about that one when we come back from our break. But it's something you're going to want to know about, because just because something's sweet doesn't necessarily mean it is bad, even though we tend to think that way. There are actually some sweeteners that have positive health benefits. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board. We're talking about sweets, artificial sweeteners, and we'll continue our discussion when we come back from this break. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Fact.
Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here talking about artificial sweeteners and not artificial sweeteners, natural sweeteners. We'll be talking about that in a minute. We spent the last half hour or so talking about NutraSweet sucralose, saccharin, and cyclamate. NutraSweet and sucralose are truly the big boys, although a lot of people are using saccharin in the form of sweet and low. The main point you really want to get about these sweeteners is the fact that there are chemicals, they're drugs, they're toxins. They are chemically manipulating the sweet receptor, but because they are chemical molecules, they have to be processed as such. and they're processed through the body's detoxification system. So when it comes to comparing them against sugar, you're dealing basically with a completely different animal. You're dealing with a toxin. Now, sugar, or figuring out something to do with the sugar without having to process it as a poison. And with all the poisons going on in our environment, it's probably not a good idea to be adding extra poison into the system if you don't have to. And that's the bottom line when it comes to these artificial sweeteners. 800-259-5791 is the phone number, 800-259-5791. If you want to talk about artificial sweeteners or any other health issues, Philip in Santa Cruz, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Haven't missed a show since you've gone on there. Everybody listen to Ben. He knows what he's talking about. One of the things that I find about artificial sweeteners is that they're addicting. They have an addictive quality to them. Yeah. How do you stop? You know, I know how I did, which I'll go into it, but how do you stop? I mean, because they're sweet, they're very powerful. Yeah. How do you get around that addiction? They almost drive you in that direction. My friend Sean can't get off the artificial sweets. He says he prefers that over sugar.
How fascinating. Now, I'll tell you what my strategy is. Tell me yours.
My strategy was constantly detoxing myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd use the silica, I use fiber, and I'm also using a number of things to balance out my system. So I use a lot of virgin coconut oil, and I just got back from the doctor on Friday. He says I have the blood work of a teenager now, and I've changed a number of things in my diet.
That's great.
Constantly detoxing my body, and that drove me away from sugars, a lot of the oils, and, you know, I increased my oils, my diet, and it made a difference. And I did an ultrasound on my heart, too. I had 10 years ago, I had about 10% blockage in my arteries, zero. And he said my valves, my arteries, when he did the ultrasound, is the best he's ever seen.
That's awesome, Phil. Now, so let me ask you this. Do you find that the cleaner you are, the cleaner you want to be?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
was one of the things I got from you the last time we talked is, you know, the detoxing. And anything you can get the poisons out of your system, it also drives you in the same direction that you become less addicted to that.
Yeah. That's right. The cleaner, the less you put in your body, the less you want it. And the converse is true as well. The more you put in the body, the more you want. And that's why this whole idea of doing a sweet holiday is, that's the best thing I can think of, is resensitizing your body to the sweet taste. It's kind of an interesting thing that happens with us, how we habituate. We do it with everything in life. We always habituate. And have you ever heard this thing called the hedonic treadmill?
No, I haven't.
The hedonic treadmill is this philosophy that this psychology professor came up with. And he said, I forgot where he was from, but he said that we become used to levels of pleasure and we need more and more pleasure. He calls it the hedonic, like hedonism for pleasure, the hedonic treadmill. You get on this treadmill where you got to keep walking faster just to keep the same amount of sweetness or the same amount of pleasure in your life. And so it's the same thing with the sweet taste, is we need more and more and more of it. Did you ever just take a day off, and, like, for whatever reason, not intentionally, but you just didn't eat anything sweet one day, and then
I try to do my weekly fast. I go for, like, 24 to 48 hours, depending on my mood.
That's great.
I try to do a fast and let the whole intestines relax.
That makes a
big difference also in just losing weight. I mean, I've tried to do anything you throw. I mean, everybody listen to Ben. He really knows what he's talking about. I mean, great.
Have you tried some of these ideas?
Little keys, and man, you just go with them, and they're great.
Thank you. Do you use some of these ideas? Because that's what it's funny you mentioned that, because this week I decided I'm finally gonna, you know, get motivated on this book that I've been writing for a long time, and I've come up with 40 different things that you have to do, like, just like you said, little tips that you can do in your life to make yourself more powerful. And I'm going to start talking about them. I'm start doing one every week on this program, and I'm putting it together. And that's because, like you say, Philip, they're like aphorisms. They're like short enough and concise enough that you can stick them into your life and improve your life from the get go. And if you do enough of them, you can have a great, great life. And one of the keys is giving your body a break. Your digestive system a break, your taste buds a break, the whole bit. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
These little keys that you've thrown out to me and my son, and we talk about it, and I talk to friends, and I try to push that, and it makes a big difference.
I mean,
that's why
that.
I think everybody loves your program, is because you get the little concise things that somebody can put into their diet and makes a difference. And I think you're going to have tremendous success out there, because, you know, you don't threaten anybody about, you know, the toxins and the artificial. You don't sit there and pound on people. If you want it, you just go in that direction. But from my own experience, it does make a difference. I mean, and this has been a slow progress, and I mean, I've been on the silica for a long time now, and adding things in and detoxing and getting away from the artificial sweeteners was a couple years ago, and adding this stuff up, and it's not that hard if you sort of take one little step at a time.
Good deal. You know what, Philip, what I was going to do is I came up with 40 little tips, but I want you guys, including you, Philip, because you're just as smart as I am, and you knew about the silica even before I told you about it. You were doing that. So
well, that's because I was eating clay. I mean, that was the only reason.
You were eating clay. Eating clay is very... That clay, dirt, I say eating dirt, and eating dirt is basically what eating clay is, and clay and dirt is so powerful. Isn't that interesting how one of the most abundant substances on our planet is so powerful and so cheap, and it's so loaded with good nutrition?
True. It's very true. And, you know, the problem is, like, even my wife says, you know, when I pull out the dirt, she says, what are you doing? You're eating dirt again?
Yeah.
You know, it's even hard in my own household. So you don't go spreading that around too much.
Eating dirt. You know what bentonite clay is? You probably do know bentonite clay. Have you heard the research on clays and their ability to activate life?
Yeah.
Electrically. So a lot of literature for the listeners. There's a lot of literature now that talks about the connection between clays and how life started on the planet, because clays apparently have an electromagnetic property that allows them to store and manipulate electronic energy to activate things. And the same thing happens to you when you drink them and eat them. And I have this stuff called bentonite clay that I have in my lab, and I use it for my skincare products. But I also will periodically take a scoop of bentonite clay, a spoon of bentonite clay, and put it in water and drink it. And it just looks like mud. It looks like you're literally drinking a mud puddle, but it is so tasty and so empowering that you can't help but love to do it. And I do it about once a week, and it's a great way to not only get good minerals, but it's a great way to help clean your colon out, because it attracts things.
Give me a real quick interesting story about clay. Since I've done clay since I was, like, I guess 18 years old, I've tried clay from all around the world.
Yeah.
Clay, and all cultures eat some degree of clay.
Yeah.
I've had clay in North Africa. I've had clay in South America.
Wow.
I've had clay in India in cakes. I've had clay in Turkey. And it's one of the interesting things. You go in these little villages, they'll have clay, and you can ask for clay.
They eat clay.
And they all have different tastes.
And they eat clay. Like, how do they do it? How do they?
Well, they can either, it's either baked in the food, or they just have it raw and eat it regularly. I mean, it has a taste. It has a very pleasant taste.
Yeah, it has a very pleasant taste.
It really varies a lot in the flavors, depending on what in the area is.
Isn't that amazing how it has a pleasant taste?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like it would have a pleasant taste, but
no,
it really
it
does. Yeah, that's very interesting. Thanks so much for calling, Philip.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the kind words.
Bye.
Say hi to your son. All right. That's my friend Philip from Santa Cruz, and that is kind of an interesting little digression. Clay is amazing, amazing stuff. In fact, one of these days I'm going to do a little talk on clay, because that is some powerful medicine. All right, time for break. We'll continue with our discussion on sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, and a sweetener you really want to know about, because it's actually a sweetener that's good for you. When we come back on the Bright Side, 800-259-5791 is the number. Don't go away. We'll be back after this.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. 800-259-5791 is the number. I am a nutritional pharmacist. My name is Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado. And I specialize in using nutritional supplements instead of prescription drugs. I don't like using drugs, never did like using drugs, and we're talking today about drugs that actually are used to sweeten foods. And make no mistake about it, sucralose, NutraSweet, or aspartame, I should say, sucralose, aspartame, cyclamate, saccharin, they are drugs that fool your body into thinking that sweet has occurred. That's basically what it is, and they're processed as such. They're best avoided. Now, I don't know necessarily that if you do a little bit of NutraSweet or you do a little bit of sucralose, you can't really pin down a specific toxicity that's associated with small amounts, but the literature is not encouraging when it comes to how this stuff works in the body. So what do you do? Well, thankfully, there are some kinder, less industrial, less factory, less medicinal, less pharmaceutical sugar alternatives. And they're all easy to get, and not all of them are great, but they're all not toxic, and some of them can actually be good, which we're going to be talking about. My favorite of the bunch, and before we start on that, I should tell you, in chemistry, whenever you hear the suffix, the end of a word, O-S-E, ose, like glucose or dextrose or sucrose, you always have a sugar. When you have an ending O-L, like alcohol, you always have a type of alcohol. And there are compounds in nature, they're found in nature, and some of them are actually even produced in your body, that are called sugar alcohols. You've heard of them, sorbitol, mannitol. My favorite of the sugar alcohols is something called xylitol. In fact, I have to tell you, xylitol is my favorite sweetener. And that's because xylitol is just as sweet as sugar, but not only does it not degrade tissue and break tissue down, but it will actually build up tissue. And that's amazing. You have a sweetener that can build tissue up. It does it in the teeth, and it does it in the bones. It improves calcium deposition into tissue. That's amazing. So you have a sweetener that actually will build bones and build teeth, but it gets better than that. Because xylitol is actually a sweetener that supports good bacteria. It does it in the mouth and it does it in the gut. It's actually a sweetener. Keep in mind, folks, this stuff is just as sweet as sugar. It's just as tasty as sugar. If you tasted, had a teaspoon of this stuff and a teaspoon of table sugar, you couldn't even tell the difference. But not only is it not degrade tissue, it builds tissue up. Not only does it not mess up bacteria in your body, it actually builds the bacteria up. Not only that, but this stuff, xylitol, is great for preventing sinus infections. And this is all literature based. This is not just my opinion. It's not just old wives' tale. It is not just anecdotal. There are studies that show that xylitol used as a respiratory spray can be great for sinus infections. There are studies that show that it improves deposition of calcium into bone and into teeth. Now, the problem with the sugar alcohols, and xylitol is no exception, the problem with the OL sugars, is they can cause problems with the gut. They can cause some problems because they absorb water. OL polyol, these alcohol sweeteners, absorb water. Now, the fact that they absorb water is actually used in the skincare business, and sometimes you'll see sorbitol in your skincare product. If you've ever seen sorbitol in a moisturizer, now you know why it's there. Because sorbitol and the sugar alcohols absorb water. So it makes a nice little additive for some industrial hand creams, so to speak. But it does the same thing. This water absorption property of sorbitol does the same thing inside your body, and it can cause some digestive distress. And that's the one problem that people have with the sugar alcohols. Mostly it happens with something called sorbitol, which is, until very recently, has been the main sugar alcohol. We didn't start using xylitol until about 10 years ago. So if you have any history of bowel problems, irritable bowel syndrome, or any other digestive conditions, you may have a problem with xylitol, and you may have a problem with the sugar alcohols. But if you don't have a problem with them, they've got some tremendous benefits. Improving deposition of calcium into bones and into teeth, helping with the gut flora, and helping with sinus infections, preventing sinus infections. But the best part is, not only does xylitol not cause cavities, it actually prevents cavities. Xylitol will reduce cavities. How do you like that? You got a sweetener that will reduce cavities. According to an article in the Journal of the American Dental Association, xylitol is, check this out, quote, an effective preventive agent against dental caries. Do you hear this? You got a sweetener that actually prevents cavities. And on top of that, it actually reduces the incidence of gum disease. Now, gum disease is a serious problem, and gum disease is not just a problem for the gums. Gum disease is associated with heart problems. Gum disease is associated with inflammatory issues. Gum disease is associated with arthritis. A lot of people feel like gum disease is a way that bacteria can get into the body. So gum disease is a serious problem, and now you have a sweetener that can combat gum disease. The Journal of Dental Research says gum disease is a significant public health problem that may be underestimated by up to 50%. So you got a sweetener that will knock out a cavity-causing bacteria, and it will prevent a gum disease as well. So and prevent other diseases, too, that are associated with gum disease. It also increases the amounts of protective factors in your mouth. And not only does it make calcium more absorbable into the tissue, it actually helps other minerals, saliva minerals, become more absorbable. It also helps improve saliva secretion. A lot of folks, as they get older, have problems with dry mouth. Using a little xylitol in a teaspoon and kind of sucking on the sugar part of it, the powder itself, can help stimulate saliva secretion. According to the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, patients who chewed xylitol-containing gum substantially lowered their risk of oral fungal infections, thrush it is called, and it reduced the risk of chelitis. Chelitis is the little cracks that form on the side of your mouth. It reduced the risk of chelitis. The Journal of the American Geriatric Society study finished up, concluded by saying that xylitol can provide, quote, real clinical benefit for elderly patients. You could take half a teaspoon or so, put it in some water, and use it as a little mouth rinse for thrush. Kills bacteria, kills fungus, keeps the acid level in your mouth down. It's like a dental rinse. It's like a beneficial dental rinse. This is a sweetener, folks. This is pretty amazing. Use it after you brush and after you floss. You can rinse your mouth with xylitol, and you can leave it in your mouth. Other sweeteners would actually, if you left them in your mouth, they would promote decay. Xylitol in your mouth actually suppresses tooth decay. And xylitol, it will make for stronger enamel on top of all that if you leave it in your mouth before you go to sleep at night. You'll actually even see it. If you have small decay spots, you can actually see those little decay spots improving. And if you have larger cavities, you can actually improve the larger cavities as well. And it does it for the bones, too. Keep this in mind. It does it for the bones as well. So if you have osteoporosis, or if you're interested in getting stronger bones, if you're healing from something, if you had a broken bone, xylitol can actually increase bone density. According to research done in Finland, it hardens bones and helps improve calcium absorption. And this is a sweetener. And it also works for ear infections. Not only just sinus infections, for kids who get ear infections all the time, xylitol has been shown to reduce the incidence of ear infections by up to 40%. The xylitol somehow has an ability to interfere with the bacteria's implantation mechanisms, how bacteria implant in tissue. That attachment mechanism is disrupted by xylitol. It's disrupted by other sugars too. Some of you may know about using mannitol for urinary tract infections or drinking cranberry juice for urinary tract infections, and that's the same idea, same mechanism of action. The sugars in the cranberry juice or the mannitol and the xylitol interfere with how bacteria implant. So you got an amazing sweetener. It's just as sweet as sugar. You can bake with it. It's not exactly like sugar for baking, so you're going to have to experiment a little bit. But it hardens your bones, hardens your teeth. It's good for you, a sweetener that's good for you, and it's not even that expensive. All right, we got some more to talk about when it comes to sweeteners. There's a couple other good sweeteners that you're going to want to know about. And our number is 800-259-5791. We're here every Sunday on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We are going to take a break for the news and come back and continue our discussion on sweeteners that are good for you. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 21st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $13.4710. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8220, $6.91.10 for a half ounce, or $3.4555 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.8220, $6.91.10, and $3.4555.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.